Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Facebook wants to connect you with your secret crush, by Louise Matsakis. Facebook is channeling its earliest days as a hot or not website for college students with a new feature called Secret Crush. To be announced today at the social network's annual F8 Developer Conference, Secret Crush will allow Facebook dating users to select up to 9 friends they want to express interest in. Think of it like matching on Tinder or Bumble, except you get to handpick the specific friends you want to date ahead of time, instead of hoping their profiles show up in the queue. What could go wrong? Here's how it's supposed to work. If someone adds you to their secret crush list, Facebook will send you a notification saying, "A friend added you as a secret crush." If you then pick the same person in your list, Facebook will match you together and reveal your names. If the feelings are only one-sided, the unrequited lover's identity remains secret. The object of their affection is then left to wonder who may have a crush on them, with no way to find out. The feature will be available only in countries where Facebook has rolled out its dating service, including Colombia, Canada, Thailand, Argentina, and Mexico, as well as 14 countries in Asia and South America introduced today. If you don't already have a dating profile, you can't receive Secret Crush notifications. Secret Crush will help give Facebook an advantage over competing dating apps, which can't similarly leverage information about your existing friendships. Tinder is great if you want to meet someone outside your social circle, but it doesn't offer a direct mechanism to connect you with those you already know in real life. Facebook is likely hoping that instead of getting someone's number at a party, you'll add them on Facebook and then to your Secret Crush list. Other modern dating apps haven't tried it, but that doesn't exactly mean Secret Crush is innovative. One of Facebook's oldest social media competitors, Friendster, introduced a similar feature way back in 2012. The dating site GoodCrush, first launched at Princeton University in 2007, also had a nearly identical premise. It's not hard to imagine how Secret Crush could go wrong. You could easily prank or even bully someone by adding them to your crush list under false pretenses. One Wired staffer who used GoodCrush in college reported that they and their best friend spent a full semester fucking with another friend through this service. But Secret Crush will likely be great for engagement purposes. Using Facebook to scroll through baby photos may be a snooze, but who doesn't want to find out that someone has a crush on them? Facebook says it won't use data from dating or Secret Crush to make content or advertising decisions. For example, just because you add someone to your Secret Crush list doesn't mean you will see more of their posts in your newsfeed. All activity that occurs in Facebook dating stays in Facebook dating and will not be shared externally, a Facebook spokesperson said in an email. Facebook will also announce today that dating is immediately coming to several new locations in South America and Asia, including the Philippines, Vietnam, Singapore, Malaysia, Laos, Brazil, Peru, Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, Paraguay, Guyana, Uruguay, and Suriname. Secret Crush will start rolling out to each locale Tuesday. For now, singles in the United States remain out of luck.